The hidden manna of the letter E. The hidden manna of the letter E. So what you want to do is, in order to see the letter E decoded, you can just listen to the phonics. A, B, C, D, E, F. See the E in the C, E, F is F. G, G, E, G. H, E, H. I is E, Y, I. See the two E's in the word I, in the letter I. So you just keep doing that. You'll see the letter E is encoded in everything. You got email, email, e-meetings, electronic arts, elect, ether, elephant, elevator, exponential, elevate. Erect. So the letter E is encoded in the all alphabet, and also the letter E is pointing upward, because you got elephant, you got elevator, you got the elect going up, you got ether, the ether of the spirit, ET, extraterrestrial, ether is ET, her. E.T. heirs, joint heirs. So the letter E is the hidden code of the spirit. In Spanish, E can be seen in espirit. E.S. is to be, right? The spirit is the place to be. Essence. The word essence, essential, essential, E is essential. So you look at your fingers, A, you go from your pinky to your thumb, A, B, C, D, E. Your fifth finger is the letter E. And so E is your power to be able to grab hold of something, your thumb. E is the essence. E is the spirit to be able to grasp spiritual truth. You have to have the spirit to grab the essence of what's really happening around you. It's all spiritual. And so the fifth letter, the fifth digit on your hand, or the fifth wheel, is superabundance. Your thumb is the most powerful finger. You can press with your thumb easier than any other finger. Email. Is instantaneous, right? Email is instantaneous. The spirit is instantaneous. So the hidden hand, they'll leave their thumb out. Right, they hide their hand, I think, but they leave their thumb out, or the other way around, they put their thumb behind. But the hidden hand is the spirit realm, the E. The higher up Freemasons know this, so I'm given the code. They think I'm part of them, but I'm not. God revealed this code to me. So to holographically look at the letter E, you see it rises up exponential. You see its spirit. You see it's encoded in all the alphabet. It's behind each letter of the alphabet. Each letter has the letter E tied to it. So that tells you each letter is a derivative of the spirit given a different perspective. When you go into an elevator, you step into a cube, right? And you look at the door. And actually, as you look at the door, you see yourself, but you also can see deeper. As you look in that elevator door, it's stainless steel door, right? And you can actually, if you just gaze upon that door, you can actually see deeper. It's like it's got depth to it. It's pretty wild stuff. There's some depth to it. So the letter E is the spirit. The letter E is superabundance. The letter E is the hidden hand behind the alphabet, behind all everything. Because the E goes back to the ether of the spirit. You have four wheels on a car. You don't need the fifth, because the fifth wheel is superabundance. When somebody goes out with a group of people in a party and they don't fit in, they don't fit in because they're the fifth wheel, right? The spirit don't fit in down here in the natural. It's the fifth wheel. But it's pretty much controlling everything. So if you take all the data points of the letter E, you go down to your nearest intersection, you see five fingers, right? And they're orange. So E is spirit walking. Orange is spirit. And an orange is the only fruit that you call it by its name. An orange is called an orange by its color, I mean. So the fruit of the spirit is chapter 5 of Galatians. There's the 5 again. And so 5 is the letter E, is the color orange, is the superabundance, is the exponential growth. And if you look at the whole holographic reality, in other words, you take the letter E and you look at it from all different perspectives that you can think of. The fruit of the spirit, Galatians 5, walking in the spirit, the orange hand at an intersection, the fifth wheel, superabundance. You see, it's the ether of the spirit. And you see email, it's instantaneous. So the spirit is instantaneous. The letter E has actually the letter C encoded in it. So the letter E has the letter C encoded in it. And what is C? C is agape. C is the gospel. Rich man chasing a poor man down to give him charity. So the letter E has C, which has CE encoded in it. And so that's 35. So the speed limit is 35, right? It's multiples of 5. 35, 55, 65. 15 mile. You see, the speed limit is multiples of 5. So 15 mile an hour zone. So 35 mile, 55 mile an hour zone. School zone, 25 mile. You see the 35 as the speed limit. Why? Because that's your limit. Walking in the spirit is the approach. When in calculus, you have a limit, right? You're approaching that limit line. And so the limit is walking in the spirit. That's your approach. You're approaching that. Speed limit. And so the word speed, you have the S, integrating. PE is physical education, by ED, which is the Holy Spirit. So you're being the speed limit. Is walking in the spirit by the Holy Spirit. That's what you're approaching in this world. The only way you're going to walk in the spirit is die daily, and they're going to test you and try you, because the world is anti-spirit. And so they're going to try you and test you to see if you can walk in the spirit under all that pressure. And when you learn to die daily, you exponentially grow. You're going to die anyway. And the harder you try to walk in the flesh, you're going to just die anyway. If you walk in the flesh, you're going to die. So by walking in the spirit, by dying daily, you live. He that saves his life will lose his life. He that loses his life will save it. So when you die, you live. When you try to live apart from the spirit, you die. That's what's happening. It's true in your marriage. It's true in investing. It's true in a job. It's true in everything. Only way you're going to make your marriage work is you die. And your spouse is going to have to die daily. Otherwise, you'll be arguing over stuff like, who's washing the dishes? Why didn't you put some ice in the ice tray? But just die daily. You're here to serve one. Who's the greatest among you? The servant. A servant is the greatest among you. The reason marriage is so hard is you're tied in the natural. You're yoked up with somebody 24/7 in the natural. You can't get away from them. You can't escape them, even when they act stupid. And so, if you're married to a narcissist, you're just wasting your time because eventually it's going to break down. But if you take the words with the letter E and you look for a pattern, and you take the two, like E.T. or elephant, elevate, E.L., and you look for a pattern, you're going to see the pattern, a holographic pattern, that E represents the spirit, and E is the way you grasp spiritual truth, because your fifth finger is the letter E, and you're able to grab hold of stuff with the fifth finger. And the thumb is T.H., thumb. So there is something too when people go, I'm not saying that's how you get spiritual, but I'm saying you're causing a vibration in your body. It's part of the healing process, to be honest with you. Because when you go to the doctor and they say, let me put this under your tongue, they put a piece of wood under your tongue, which represents the cross, and he says, so the wood. And the is what? The blood. Say ah. So the blood of his cross. They put the wood on your tongue and they say ah. The letter A is the blood. T-H is the cross. Tongue, wood. The T is the cross. The T-H. I got tied up there. So I'm thinking two or three things at one time. So you go to the doctor, and he puts a piece of wood on your tongue. You're sick, right? You've been bitten by the snake. Take a piece of wood. You put it on your tongue. The wood represents the tree, the cross. And he says, say, ah. A is the blood. T is the cross. The wood. Say, ah. A is the blood, T is the cross, that wood, the blood of his cross. That's what you're doing when you go to the doctor. Then they take that thing and put on your arm. Pressure, check your blood pressure. The vibration of the universe is the blood of his cross. So there is something to the and there is something to the But it's not New Age. It points back to Jesus. So if you take the word thumb, T-H-U-M-B, thumb, there's your power. You're getting vibration with the spirit. Even as I'm talking, I've got a leftover residue in my nose from the cold, but you can hear that while I'm talking. You can hear it come out of the nasal part where it sounds like the because I'm being healed from my cold that I had. Thumb. A. You can actually heal yourself if you knew all the words and the codes and the phonics. You could heal yourself, because the vibration, it's all a vibration. Jesus spoke it all into existence. You can heal yourself, people. But I don't know the code yet about healing yourself, but I'm still working on it. back to what I'm talking about, back to what I was saying. So they put the pressure on your arm, the blood pressure, to pierce the sine wave, to pierce the sine wave. Then you go in that room, that little box room, that little cube room, and you wait on the doctor. What's the purpose sitting there waiting? It's created a pattern. And that pattern is being produced, created a pattern, and he's just letting that pattern set in. Let the pattern set in. The spirit, thumb, the power is the thumb. TH is the ethereal realm. You can actually hear a horn in the background. Listen. The stuff I'm talking about is the spirit. Listen. I'm at the airport. Why do I hear a train in the background? Hear that train track. So you sit in the waiting room. In the waiting room, what lets that pattern set in place, right? And that waiting room is a cube. So you went to the doctor, create a pattern. I got to shut this down, but you get the gist of it.